看哈该书的第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2 of the book of Haggai.
哈该书第二章。
Haggai chapter 2.
那这是神对哈该先知所讲的第三个信息。
And here is recorded third message the Lord sent to the prophet Haggai.
这个跟第一次啊神传达信息下来大概经过一个月二十天。
Which probably took another 1 month and 20 days to arrive.
二章一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
说七月二十一日神的话临到先知哈该说第二节。
2.
你要晓谕犹大省长撒拉底的儿子所罗巴伯。和耶沙达的儿子大祭司耶稣亚并剩下的百姓说第三节
Three.
你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢现在你们看着如何岂不在眼中看如无有吗好这个是神对以色列人讲说你们现在看起来啊从前的殿跟以前的殿来比好像很微小。
And here it is recorded, the Lord speaking to the Israelites, saying, in your eyes, the current temple probably was nothing in comparison with the previous one.
所罗门做王的时候是以色列人最强盛也是最富足的时代。
When King Solomon was reigning, that was the most prosperous times of the Israelites' kingdom.
所以神预备各样的万物啊，让他能够把圣殿建起来。
So God prepared everything so that he can accomplish this.
圣经里面说他花了七年多的时间。
And the Bible said it took him 7 years.
很多的材料啊都是大卫为他预备的。
And used a lot of materials that were prepared for him by King David himself.
那个殿啊建起来以后说非常的高大辉煌。
And the temple was a grandeur to behold.
所以列国啊有很多人啊都来看所罗门啊知道所罗门王那个时候很强盛。
So many, the people from many surrounding nations came to witness the prosperity of the country.
现在他们从外国回来啊其实总共才5万人。
And now, only $50,000 people returned.
他们是被掳的百姓。
And they used to be in exile.
国家没有啦。
Who have lost their nation.
他们没有自主的权利。
And have no power of their own.
而且他们非常的贫穷。
And they were poor.
大大小小加起来才5万人。
And when you add the old to the young, there were only 50,000.
怎么有办法把这个圣殿重建起来呢
？How would they be able to rebuild this holy temple？
但是啊，神不断的鼓励他们。
But the Lord constantly encouraged them.
他说啊，你们中间啊，谁有看过所罗门所建的圣殿
？Saying who is left among you who saw the temple in its former glory？
所以这些人啊可能都年纪相当大了。
And these people probably are well advanced in age.
因为那是70年前的事情。
Because that happened about 70 years ago.
不只是70年 ,86 年前的事情。
Actually, 86 years ago.
因为他们亡国70年啊然后又停工16年嘛所以已经80几年了。
Because their country was in shambles for 70 years, then they took a break of 16 years while building the temple.
所以能够看过以前的圣殿啊可能都要超过90岁以上了。
So for those who were able to see the temple in its former glory, they must be in their 90s.
当时有的看过以前那个殿那么兴盛那么荣耀现在看起来好像什么都没有。
So if they have seen the former temple, they would have realized that the current one appeared to be nothing.
但是神对他们说啊，不管怎么样，你们都要刚强。
But the Lord said, be strong no matter what.
对领导者所罗巴伯说，你要刚强。
So he said to Zerubbabel,
对大祭司耶稣亚说，你要刚强。
And he said the same to Joshua, the son, the high priest.
对所有的百姓说，你们都要刚强做工。
Then he said to the all the people that you have to be strong.
说因为我要跟你们同在，这是神说的。
And work because I'm with you.
所以在人来看，好像人的能力很小，根本没有办法做什么。
So in the eyes of humans, we are very limited in our strengths and abilities. So we couldn't accomplish anything.
神说啊， 我跟你们同在，你们要刚强壮胆做工。
But the Lord said, I am with you, so you need to be strong and working.
所以人不是靠着自己的能力啊。
So humans should not depend on their own abilities.
保罗说啊，我夸口我的软弱。
And Paul said, I boast in my own weaknesses.
当我软弱的时候，我就晓得我要靠神。
Because when I'm weak, I knew to depend on the Lord.
当我祷告神的时候，神的能力就会覆庇我。
And when I pray in front of the Lord, then His might will come to me.
然后让我在软弱当中啊，能够刚强起来。
And amidst my own weaknesses, I would have learned to be strong.
面对很大的困难啊，如果没有刚强的心啊，没有勇敢的心啊，那这个殿怎么可以建起来呢？
And in front of great difficulties, without a strong and fearless heart, how would they be able to accomplish?
但是人这么软弱，怎么能够得到刚强呢？
But if a person is weak, how can he become strong again?
所以就是靠着主的同在。
And the answer is that we need to rely on the abidance of the Lord.
我们今天早上有谈过说啊，主如果跟我们同在啊，我们就没有什么克服不了的困难。
This morning we learned that if we have our Lord's abidance, then there is nothing we cannot overcome.
因为在人不能啊，但是在神凡事都能。
Because in the eyes of the Lord, everything is accomplishable, even though in the eyes of humans.
我们的神是全能的神啊，也是现实所约的神。
And our Lord is Almighty God, and He is also a faithful Lord.
他说啊，软弱的他会加能力啊。
And those who are weak, He will add to their strength.
所以虽然人有时候会疲乏困倦跌倒
So even though sometimes we are tired and we stumble
但是主要能够依靠神啊，我们就能够得到能力啊，能够好像鹰一样啊，展翅高飞啊，永远不会疲乏困倦
But if we depend on the Lord, our strength will be renewed. We will be like the eagles who can take flight anytime he wants.
因为他要借着他的灵来帮助我们。
Because through his spirit, the Lord will help us.
我们看撒迦利亚书第四章。
Let's take a look at Zechariah.
第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
撒迦利亚书四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
他对我说啊，这是神指示所罗巴伯的。万军的神说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。乃是依靠我的灵方能成事第七节
Seven.
大圣啊你算什么在所罗巴伯面前你必成为平地他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上人且大声欢呼说愿恩惠恩惠归给这个殿神在这里对所罗巴伯说啊，不是靠人的势力才能。
Here the Lord said to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power.
靠神的能力，神的灵啊，就能够成事。
But by my spirit, everything can be accomplished.
所以有时候我们一些困难啊，好像大山小山啊，摆在我们的面前。
So sometimes we fear that our difficulties are like a great and or small mountains.
很多的阻挡啊，我们没有办法通过。
And there are so many obstacles in life that we cannot surpass.
但是说主要神给我们帮助啊，啊这些大山小山啊，都会让它化成为平地。
But with the help from the Lord, and all the mountains in front of us will be turned into plain.
所有再大的困难啊，都能够靠主帮助啊，一一的突破，一一的克服。
So however big the difficulties there are, we will be able to encounter them, and overcome them one by one.
因为我们的神啊，他是全能的神。
Because our Lord is Almighty God.
啊，所以神应许说啊，啊，虽然你们看起来一无所有，但是呢，神跟你们同在，你不要怕一切的困难。
Who promised us that even though we have nothing, but with our Lord's abidance, we should not fear difficulties?
我们看回来哈该书二章第五节。
Let's turn back to Book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 5.
哈该书二章第五节。
Haggai, chapter 2, verse 5.
说这是照着你们出埃及我跟你们所立的约。那个时候我的灵住在你们中间你们不要害怕。好。从出埃及以来啊神就跟他们立约就要跟他们同在。
Ever since the Lord had led the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, he had converted them.
因为他们的是神的百姓，所以神就亲自为他们征战。
And because these are our Lord's chosen people, so the Lord would fight on their behalf.
埃及国是当时最强盛的国家。
The land of Egypt was the strongest of that time.
他们处处以以色列人为敌。
And they made themselves enemies of the Israelites.
想尽办法要把以色列人灭掉。
And tried all sorts of ways to destroy the Israelites.
但是啊，神却啊帮助以色列人啊得胜了当时的法老王。
But the Lord helped the Israelites to overcome the Pharaoh.
因为法老王啊非常的硬心啊，所以最后埃及整个国都都败亡了。
And because the Pharaoh of Egypt was stiff-necked, so that brought downfall to the whole country.
最后啊，埃及法老王带着大军啊，要来追赶以色列人，把他们带回去当奴隶。
And in the end, the Pharaoh himself, personally, led his armies to pursue after the Israelites so that they can bring them back into slavery.
神却让以色列人走干地啊，过红海。
But the Lord allowed the Israelites to cross the Red Sea.
埃及人啊，他们试着也要跟下去。
And when the Egyptian soldiers followed,
结果神让那个海水复流啊，把埃及兵啊，统统灭在那个红海里面。
The water of the Red Sea closed up on them, and then they were destroyed amongst the currents.
所以神就是这样来拯救他们呢、啊。
So this is how the Lord had saved them.
所以他说啊，你们不要怕。
And here he said, don't fear.
因为我的灵住在你们当中。
Because my spirit is dwelling amongst you.
所以从以色列的历史当中啊，他们只要依靠神啊，没有一个敌人啊能够对他们怎么样。
So from the history of the Israelites, we learned that as long as the Israelites depend on the Lord, no enemy could overcome them.
但是他们如果离开了神以后，他们就非常的软弱啊，到处受欺。
But when they departed from their Lord, then they became weak and were living in suffering.
我们看哈该书二章第六节。
Let's take a look at chapter 2 verse 6.
神给他们一个非常重要的应许。
Here God made them an important promise.
说万军的神如此说啊，过不多时我必再一次震动天地，沧海和旱地。第七节。
7.
我必震动万国，万国的珍宝都必运来。我就使这个殿满了荣耀，这是万军的神说的。第八节。
8.
万军的神说啊，银子是我的，金子也是我的。第九节。
9.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这个地方啊，我必是平安，这是万军的神说的。哦，我们知道这个神是万王之王啊，说他也是万军的神啊。
So we know the Lord is the Lord of all nations.
啊，千千人万万的天使啊，都在神的带领之下啊，来为以色列人征战。
And all the angels were within his command, and they were fighting on behalf of the Israelites.
哦，啊，所以他说啊，我要再一次的震动天地。
So the Lord said, I will shake heaven and earth one more time.
啊，万国的珍宝啊，都要运来，让神的殿充满着荣耀。
And the treasures of all the nations would be carried into this temple with glory.
所以我们知道说啊，在神的圣山啊，都有神的预备。
So we know in our God's holy mountain, there is his preparation.
啊，最早的时候，神叫亚伯拉罕说啊，你到山上去。把你的独生儿子献给我。
Early on, the Lord commanded Abraham to go to the mountain and sacrifice his own son on it.
啊，当然那个是神对亚伯拉罕的考验。
And obviously, that was the test that the Lord.
亚伯拉罕本来很爱神。
Abraham loved the Lord deeply.
当他100岁生了这个儿子以后。
And after he was 100 years old, he gained his son.
他几乎把所有的精神啊都放在这个儿子身上。
And he focused his attention on his son.
啊，因为他是他最宝贵的。
Because this is his most precious.
神如果要亚伯拉罕说、啊、你献几千株的牛羊啊，对他来讲啊都没有什么问题。
If the Lord says sacrifice me thousands of sheep or cattle,
那神要考验他对神的爱到底程度如何啊？所以说啊，你把你唯一的儿子你献给我。
But here the Lord wanted to test Abraham to see how.Much love he really had for him, so he said, "Offer your only son to me."
我们看到说啊，亚伯拉罕爱神啊胜过一切。
But we know that Abraham loved the Lord more than anything.
所以他毫没有考虑的就要把儿子啊就献给神。
So without hesitation, he was going to offer his son.
当然，他知道说啊，神是全能的。
And Obviously, he knew that the Lord is
almighty.
And his promise will never fail.
因为神曾经说啊, 从以撒生的才要成为我的后裔。
Because the Lord has said that everything that comes out of Isaac will become my descendant.
所以他说啊, 我如果把以撒献给神啊, 神还是会还我的。
So he knew that even if he offers his son to the Lord, then the Lord will
repay him. 不然神的话就落空了。
Otherwise, the Lord's promise will
fail. 所以他就抓住神的话, 神的应许。
So he grasped upon the promise of the Lord.
啊, 要把儿子献上。
I was going to actually offer
his son. 后来神说啊, 你不要动手。
But the Lord said, stop.
我已经看到你的内心。
I have already seen your heart.
因为你没有留下一样最宝贵的东西给我。
Because you didn't withhold this most precious thing for yourself.
所以论福气, 我要把最大的福气是给你。
So I will give you the greatest blessings of all.
论祖孙的话, 我要让你的祖孙啊, 多起来。
And I will let your descendants multiply.
所以亚伯拉罕最爱神, 神也是 给他最大的福气。
So because Abraham loved the Lord most, he was granted most of the blessings.
这个亚伯拉罕抬头的时候, 看到那个丛林里面啊, 有一只羊啊, 羊羔啊, 被那个树丛把它夹住了。
And when Abraham looked up, he saw a ram was caught amongst the bushes by the horn.
亚伯拉罕就把那个羊拿来, 啊, 代替以撒把它献上。
So he took the ram and offered it instead of Isaac.
啊, 所以, 有一个话说啊, 神的山都有预备。
That's why there is this saying that the Lord would have prepared on his mountain.
啊, 所以从古以来, 一直到现在, 真的在神的山啊, 神都有预备。
So from the olden times up to now, we know on the mountain of our Lord, there will always be his preparations.
主要神的工作要推行啊, 人力, 物力, 各样啊, 神都会预备。
If the God wants his holy works to grow, he will make preparations for it.
我们看到说啊, 教会圣工在各地方发展,
and we see the holy works developed.
神也会兴起工人, 啊, 预备各样啊, 啊, 圣工推展所需要的, 啊, 人力跟物力。
And the Lord will raise up his holy workers and will prepare the materials and everything for it.
所以当时他们要回来重建圣殿。
So here the Israelites returned to their homeland and
神说我会震动万国。
Build a temple, and the Lord said, I will shake all the nations.
万国会把他们的宝贝啊, 都送来,
so that they can surrender the treasures.
啊, 让神的殿充满着荣耀,
and fill the holy temple with
神说,
gold.
金子是我的, 银子也是我的,
and the Lord said, the gold is mine, and so is the silver.
啊, 所以他震动万国啊, 他们主动的把金银就送来, 啊, 让神的殿啊, 啊能够顺利地建起来。
So he will shake all nations, and they will come to the desire of all nations.
啊, 这个如果从历史上来看啊, 就真的是这样。
And if we study the history, we see this is exactly what happened.
我们看以斯拉记第六章。
Let's take a look at Israel.
以斯拉记第六章。
Israel, chapter 6.
啊，这个是他们开始建殿的时候，又有人呢要来阻挡他们了。
When they started rebuilding the temple, some other people started to bring forth hindrance.
啊，那但是他们就说，这是古撒一个王啊，叫我们来重建神的殿呢。And
they say, but a king of the olden time wanted us to rebuild the nation.
啊，这个那些人呐，就写了信呐。 啊，去报告给波斯王。
And these people wrote letters to the king to report them.
啊，那个时候波斯王啊, 就是大力乌。
And then the king of Persian.
他就叫人说啊, 把那个王宫里面的那些啊, 文件档案啊, 找出来。
Who said, go find all the documentations from the palace.
看看是不是啊, 古时候有王下令说他们可以建圣殿。
And see if there were kings in the past ordering these people to rebuild their temple.
后来找到那个波斯王古列延年的时候啊, 所下的命令。
And they found a decree that dated so far back.
我们看第三节。
Let's take a look at verse 3.
说古列延年啊, 他降旨论到耶路撒冷神的殿。 要建造这个殿为献祭的地方，建立殿的根基啊， 殿高69, 宽69, 第四节， 用3层大石头，1层新木头，经费要出于王库。 所以大力乌王照人家找的时候啊，结果在那个王宫的档案里面啊就找到了。
So indeed, they found the documentations within.
这在波斯王，甚至是讲古列王啊，就历史上我们一般叫做塞鲁斯啊。
This is the place called the Cyprus.
好、啊，这个王啊，曾经下令叫以色列人要回去重建圣殿。
Who did order the Israelites to go back to their own nations and rebuild the temple？
啊，并且说啊，这个圣殿要也要盖得像所罗门当时盖的一样啊，所有的经费啊，要出于王的经费啊。
And it even specified the size of the temple for it to be the same as the one that was built by King Solomon. And
所以大力王啊，得到了这个文件以后，他就马上下令。
And what expenses should be paid by the king as well? So the king
叫那些啊外族的人啊，说你们不可以阻挡这个建殿的工程。
So the king ordered all the other nations not to hinder the Israelites from building their temple.
而且对以色列人，他们在建造圣殿当中啊，你们要全力的协助他们。
And he even ordered them to help the Israelites with all their might.
啊，把一些经费啊拨出来啊，来帮助他们把神的殿建起来。
To cover their expenses in order for them to rebuild.
好、哦、啊，让他们能够为王啊，为王的众子来祷告祈求啊。
So that they can pray for the sons of the king himself.
啊，如果违背这个命令啊，说要把他的家的横梁把它拆掉，啊，就把它挂在上面。
And if anyone acts in violation of this decree of the king, then he would be hung on the gallows.
哦，啊，所以叫他们要照着去做啊，速速遵行，不可以违背。
So everyone is to follow immediately.
啊，所以因为王的命令啊，啊。所以波斯王给他们的一些帮助，所以让他们在困难当中啊，很快可以把这个圣殿盖起来。
And because of this decree that was being published, the Israelites were helped greatly and were able to rebuild the temple.
所以让我们知道说啊，后来重建的圣殿也不是随随便便盖的一个很简陋的房子。
So we know that the temple that was rebuilt also has its own glory.
而是神感动外邦王啊，啊来帮助他们，啊能够把圣殿盖起来。
It was a building built with the help from kings of all the other nations.
所以说啊，这个殿后来的荣耀要胜过当啊过去呀 啊先前的荣耀。
So the glory of the new temple actually surpasses of the glory of the former one.
啊，当然，如果从这个物质上来讲啊，应该后来的殿啊不会胜过所罗门时候那个万物主的殿的荣耀。
From material standpoint, we think the glory of the new temple should not surpass the one.
但是这个要成就在属灵的事上。
But in terms of the spiritual accomplishment,
神说他要震动万国，万国的珍宝要运来。
And the Lord said he is going to shake all the nations, and the treasures from all the nations should be carried.
另外一种圣经草本说啊。神要震动万国，让万国所羡慕的能够来到了。
Another version of Bible says, the Lord will shake all the nations so that they can come out of their own desire.
这是预表耶稣要来到世界啊，啊，完成救恩啊，啊，来建设一个属灵的殿。
Which really prophesied that Jesus is going to come and build a spiritual temple for all of us.
所以这个圣殿就是教会的预表。
So here the Holy Temple really represents the church.
主耶稣完成救恩以后啊，他从死里面啊，死在埋葬在坟墓里面，第三天复活过来。
After Jesus was sacrificed, he was resurrected within 3 days.
然后在门徒的面前啊，他升天。
And he reappeared in front of his disciples and ascended to heaven.
第十天以后啊，降下圣灵来建设属徒时代的教会。
On the 10th day, the Holy Spirit descended, and the people of that time started to build.
所以当时的教会从耶路撒冷由来全地啊传开。
So the church was spread from Jerusalem to all Judea and every corner of the world.
因为圣灵的同在，所以福音传得很快。
And because of the abundance of the Holy Spirit, this gospel was spread fast.
啊，但是这个当初的道理啊，到了使徒末期的时候就变质了。
But the truth had been altered
toward
the end of the age. And the
好像教会被掳一样
and the,
好像圣殿 被掳一样
and the Holy Spirit had changed as if the Holy Temple had been sent into
exile. 他到了末世的时候神重新降下圣灵要复兴他的教会
But at the end of the age the Holy Spirit descended again so that the church can be renewed.
所以在阿摩斯书里面说大卫倒塌的帐幕要重新把它建立起来。
That's why in the book of Amos, it is recorded that King David wanted to rebuild the
tabernacle. 要把其中的破口统统把它堵住。
And to amend all the holes in it.
所以这里讲到的殿的后来的荣耀要大过先前啊。
And here it says the glory of the new temple was surpassed that of the old one.
这应该是主的末世主耶稣再临之前神的教会会重新复兴起来讲。
Which refers to the Renaissance of the churches of the Lord.
所以末世神的教会的荣耀要大过使徒时代的教会。
So that the glory of the churches of the end age would surpass the glory of the apostles' time.
为着教会圣功的兴旺神也会筑起预备人力物力。
And in order to renew the faith of the church, the Lord himself will prepare.
所以我们觉得很奇妙虽然我们在美国的教会人数不多。
And so we think it's a miraculous thing that even though there are not a lot of members in
the 但是我们看到各地的教会就一间一间一直起来。
But then from all over the places, the church is mushroomed.
这绝对不是我们靠人的力量能够达到的。
And this isn't something that can be accomplished with our own strength and might.
而是神能够震动万国要让神的荣耀彰显在他的教会当中。
Instead, it's because the Lord who have shaken all the nations so that His glory can be revealed in all the
nations. 所以我们在末世的教会我们更要仰望神的能力。
So the churches of the end ages should look upon the great might of our Lord even more.
靠着圣灵的帮助能够把福音传开。
And with the dependence on the Holy Spirit, we should be able to spread the gospel further.
所以我们一方面栽培训练人才。
So on the one hand, we need to train our people.
很多弟兄姊妹也热心的奉献。
And encourage our brothers and sisters to offer.
另外这个就是借着祷告圣灵跟我们同在能够显出神的大能。
Also through prayer, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, let our Lord's great might be revealed.
我们相信说将来这个殿的荣耀会大过先前。
And we believe with this, the glory of the new temple will surpass.
因为这是圣经的应许。
And this is the promise in the Bible.
末世的传遍的福音要传遍世界。然后迎接主耶稣基督的再临。
So that the complete gospel will be spread over the world and we can welcome the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到说现在教会的圣功是在国外的圣功真的是越来越快。
So we see how fast the holy works have been done in the nations abroad.
有人统计我们过去90年教会的发展。
Some people put together the statistics and said within the last 90 years.
把它分成三个三十年。
There were sections.
第一个三十年我们大概传到十几个国家。
Within the first 30 years, the gospel spread to a handful of nations.
第二个十年又增加六个国家。
And in the second 30 years, six additional nations were added.
但是第三个三十年我们又传到将近四十个国家。
And in the third 30 years, 40 nations were added.
这个让我们知道说主耶稣要来的日子越来越近，所以福音的传扬会越来越快。
So this tells us the second coming of our Lord Jesus is coming, and that explained why the spreading of the gospel is faster and faster.
所以我们一方面预备住己成为神的好器皿。
So on the one hand, we need to prepare ourselves to be the vessel of the Lord.
能够在神的圣功上能够有一份这也是我们的福分。
And can partake in the holy works, which is also considered our own blessings.
我们相信圣经所讲的预言将来一定会应验的。
And we know the promise made by the Bible is bound to come true.
好像他们回来重建圣殿一样将来 末世的教会啊，要复兴使徒时代的教会，而且比使徒时代的教会啊更兴旺、更发展、更荣耀。
And we believe that the churches of the end age will be even more prosperous than those at the beginning.
啊，这是我们从圣经里面呢 所能够了解的信息。
And these are the messages that we received from the Bible.
啊，我们盼望大家都能够同心合意来建设一个荣耀的教会。
And we hope that all of us would act on one accord so that we can build.
主的名得荣耀我们得福气。
And when the name of our Lord is glorified, we will receive His blessings.
我们来唱诗398首。
Let's sing Him 398.
398.
398.